Jack, if you could read public comment, we have 2 minutes for each person.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize first for my tardiness. I'm 24 hours late. Things happened, and I didn't come in yesterday.
Don, could you get closer to the microphone so it can pick you up?
I can, yeah.
Good.
How's this? Okay.
Much better.
Taking Mr. Siegel's comment in mind here, descriptions of officers and specifically of Eva George's function as manager and criticizing the function is not a personal attack, is it? We're talking about someone's function. Your silence, I take as okay. First, let me apologize to Eva. Where is she? Here? Eva's, well, somebody tell her. The first letter that was issued, and of which I was one of the signers, was overdrawn, and there were some references that should not have been made, but in the rush, many of us signed without vetting the letter specifically.
Don, since you wanted her to hear that, I'll tell you she just walked in the middle of your statement, so you can have the time to start.
Well, she heard some of it outside, so and Eva and I talk anyway, so there's nothing missing. This is for the board. The basic elements of her inadequacy as a general manager, having had an opportunity to show her stuff for 5.5 years. Number mainly not clearing the interference with the signal when all the laws of the United States and the international agreements are in KPFK's favor. And to get that done, it's a matter of persistence in approaching the institutions that handle that, the FCC and a division of the State Department. Eva's paper indicating her activity shows her activity ended in 2006. I don't know what part of 2006. That means she has done nothing. Is that 2 minutes, Dave? Anyway, I will close with saying that Eva's record convinces me and many others that Eva should not be general manager. We are not a slick, well-oiled political committee. We are ad hoc only. Thank you.
Who's next, Jed?
Starting with the premise that the airwaves belong to the people, you are charged with the stewardship of these airwaves to the people in the various, I think it's five, WBAI, WT, I forget the one in Washington, and Houston, L.A. and Berkeley. I think you have failed in your stewardship. I see only one token Latino here on this board. Consequently, we see no outreach other than a little bit here in L.A. to the Spanish-speaking community, which is the growing and large, especially here in L.A., it's the largest language group. We have been marginalized to 5% of the airwaves here in L.A. I don't know, in New York, in New York you have a big Puerto Rican, Mexican, Dominican, and other communities. And I understand from the last time I came to one of these meetings here in L.A. that there was a lot of animosity toward the Latino people there at WBAI. And the station that we had, the program that is supposed to be a national station for, program for news is marginalized. We have tried to get more Spanish language airtime, given the fact that the corporate media controlled the outreach to the people of our people, of our Spanish-speaking people, last year and to this year. And we have ceded that battleground. We have no drive time Spanish-speaking programs here in L.A., and I doubt that you have any place else, either in Houston or Berkeley or Washington, New York. And this is a failure of your stewardship of the airwaves, and it has to be changed, along with the question of the – let me finish my comments here – along with the question of your financial problem. A lot of people tell us here, well
– Your 2 minutes is up. You can finish this thought, but
– The fact that we have been told, well, you Mexicans can't be on here too much because if we do, then the people who fund this program from the west side will stop putting money into it. And that is blatant slander, blatant blackmail against us.
Thank you.
I hope you'll keep in mind my comments the other day, which I suggest the board do certain things vis-a-vis comments, including making notes of the substance of what the issues are raised and inviting a response from you to us so it isn't just a one-way street and then it passes into oblivion. I hope you make a note of that, plus the other points I made. I think we need to have a response from the board. I hope it'll be today on your agenda. I don't see it as such, as to what went on in your executive sessions insofar as you can tell us, beyond just saying we had an executive session. I hope that's on the agenda without fail today. On the controversy about RGM, I guess my first reaction is it's such a poisonous, distressing situation to me personally. And I'm not an in-between kind of guy. I have strong opinions. I speak them. But we need to treat all human beings in both Eva Georgia and Molly Page, whose name is never mentioned, by the way, which is very curious, as well as the people who comment on it, are all human beings. We need to treat each other civilly. We can be very strong in our comments and critiques, and we should be if we feel that way, but it needn't be personal. And in that sense, what Dan said, I'd say would be irrelevant if what I'm saying is relevant, if you follow what I'm saying. Not personal attacks, but sharp critiques and opinions and facts. And once again, to repeat what I said the other day, we need mediation. We need ombudspersons in this organization to deal with these kind of things on an ongoing basis. It doesn't flare up again and again and again. I've seen it with different people on different dates over and over for half a century. Sorry I'm that old. I can't help it. But it's really, really not just tiring. It's disgusting and poisonous. And something needs to be done about it, and that's my suggestion, to make that a priority, even within or without the budget. To have an ombudsperson and so on at each station to deal with these kinds of things, who knows how to deal with them. And to the GM and the ED, for that matter, I suggest there be some kind of an interim transitional experiment in which maybe you have two or three people sharing it to deal with the task. No one living human being, in my opinion, and you can ask Greg or Eva what they think, can do the job adequately. There's that scream again.
Time.
Whenever I talk.
Time. Thank you.
You can do it adequately in a normal way.
We're starting off on a real bad foot. Please, would it be helpful to speakers if we held up a sign so you know you have 30 seconds left so you can fit it all in so that you're not cut off midstream without warning? Can we get a 30-second sign so just so folks know so it's not so jarring? Okay, we'll do that. Go ahead, Steve.
I really didn't know what I was going to respond to at first, but I, too, am upset about the GM situation, and I'm not taking any sides on it. I'm trying to stay as neutral as possible, getting input from both sides on this. But I am concerned and would like to see it resolved for everybody's sake. And my other main concern is our signal. It's getting worse. I mean, when I drive into the station in the morning, I can't hear it. I can't even hear it where I live sometimes. So I would, between the LSV, the National Board, and all, I'd like to see us, you know, really work hard to get this result as well.
Thank you.
This is a concerted attack on this station.
Tom, Lawrence, you can't be picked up by the stream
okay.
unless
this
you're
is a conservative attack on the station. From if somebody says this is not a well-oiled machine, then it probably is. Okay? So, and it's probably heavily funded by those people who want to undermine the station, want to digress, set us back, put us back into the all-white station where there's no diversity, and they continue to use different premises on how to attack the station, and it's very well-qualified and competent general manager, Eva Georgia. The fact that she has brought in more communities than any station in the network and has made the station relevant to the communities in Los Angeles. In regards to the signal, I believe it's sabotage. Doing our fund drives, the signal goes out. And it seems like every fund drive, there's a Johnny pump where, you know, it breaks our signal off. Now, I wouldn't be surprised with this well-oiled machine that has a concerted attack to undermine the station and to eventually bring it back to the all-white station that it was. You know, and what, you know, if you look at the person that spoke earlier, attack Spanish language broadcasting.
We're not going to talk about it, individuals or name.
Okay, well. Can you hold my time?
Yeah, we'll hold your time. It's out of order.
Okay. The fact that some people were cited on the hit pieces that have been done on Eva Georgia by name, I'm not going to mention those names because I'm going to stand above that fray. But the fact is that this is a conservative attack. And as you saw during Eva Georgia's and the management's team presentation, how competent she really is. So I would implore you to take an action to admonish those individuals who are undermining our station and, you know, make a statement to these attacks that are going relentlessly on to try to get rid of this very progressive radical woman that has brought in so many other communities and has made the station much better.
Time. I gave you more time because of the interruption, but thanks. No, that's it.
That's it.
John?
Internal conflict in Pacifica is not new. We saw even when Lewis Hill had to run out, he was pushed out and had to go to the FCC looking, asking for help so he could get back into Pacifica because they had similar problems back then. We had the Volunteers Association in the 80s and we have problems now. It seems to me that there's a problem of ideologies coming against each other. It's an ideological battle, but at the same time, it's a struggle to control content. The message that they need to be controlled, that there are certain people just don't want to see certain ideas being expressed on the air. And this is part of the problem, and this is an ongoing problem here at KPFK and in Pacifica. Also, I'd like to say that some of these people signing these documents against the current management are at least three or four of them are the same people who were signing a resolution back in the 90s to get Amy Goodman out of Pacifica. So we need to just keep track of these people. These are some of the hijacker supporters, the very same people we, for 7 long years we struggled to get them out, and they're trying to get back in.
Following now, our attorney's suggestion, I'd like people not to make personal assaults on people. You can speak about
it. I didn't mention the names. Next, I want to say that look around. Look at the war on terror, that the replacement of the war on communism. There is nothing but excuse for the global north to go to the global south and steal and loot the resources of the people of the south. And since most people in the south do have dark skin, they're people of color, racism must be, white supremacy must be at the forefront of the ideological component of the corporate message. And this is the one message that we need to confront here in Pacifica. And I request a support from you guys. Let's go and help the brothers and sisters of BAI, but we must come together to work as a unit, as a network, because we need to live up to the challenge that we have now. Thank you very much.
Thank Last year, the South Central Farm was bulldozed over. They're taking down the King Drew Hospital. I had racist graffiti written all over my car when I stood up for the South Central Farmers and we marched on the mayor's mansion. The farmers were blindfolded, on their knees, crawling, begging not to destroy the farm. It was destroyed. And I had Nazi propaganda written all over my bedroom, outside my bedroom window, and on my car. Now we're hearing that Armando, our program director, has had, death threat slipped under the door. How is all this happening at the same time? The same people have been supporting indirectly, subversively, on the air in 1999, the bombing of Yugoslavia. They signed letters. A lot of the same people doing this also signed the letters to get Rabbi Michael Lerner to be able to speak at the Answer UFPJ anti-war march after Lerner had been attacking one of the coalition members. A lot of the people that signed that letter were organized by Mark Cooper. Mark Cooper...
No, we're not going to do personal attacks. I'm sorry.
Mark Cooper isn't a member of the network.
I don't care.
These people handed out their names, Dave, to everyone in the room, this sheet. Yesterday, I came here instead of facing my second recall, the first recall that was filed against me as a Green Party of California coordinating committee member was filed against me illegally the day after Cynthia McKinney left town, after I had just brought her here to raise $6,000 for KPFK in a town hall event that we did. Not a town hall, but the timing on all these things, and the same people the same people are signing these letters for years and years and years, and because we're not allowed to name them, there's new people that get seated on the board, and then they don't know who they are. And so they drive people out, and then a whole bunch of new comes in, and they don't know who the people are that are going to be targeting them. And this keeps going on and on and on. And it's racist, and that's what's at the root of it. This is the man who filed the recall charges against me, and they did it again, and they tried to recall me again yesterday. But I think Pacifica is so important that I came here instead. Thank you.
Good morning. Following the same theme, what we've witnessed just recently, and I love Don Bastani, I love Lila, I love these people. And this is very sad for me to say this to you because as a witness now, I am in solidarity with these folks. And when they say to you, we've got a problem, and it's been continuous and it's ongoing. Don Bassani just said it's about the signal. Yesterday, it was about Arbitron ratings. During the June 9th LSB meeting, it was about a lawsuit in which someone did name Israel the plaintiff. Okay? So I'm sorry, but sometimes names slip out, and people are allowed to get away with it. Lila Garrett got an extra minute yesterday to say two more cents about what she needs. So people get treated specially in this organization, and others don't. And that's how it's been. It's always been that way. My suggestion to these folks is finally do the right thing. Stop bothering the wrong people. These people have no say in what staff does. Put your grievances down, A, B, C, D, follow the proper procedure, and finally get to a table and look people in the eye and discuss it once and for all. I'm tired of being wasted, our time. We have far better things to do in this world to get this thing up and running, and I am tired of this crap. You have been on the air for years. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the communities. And what happened to Armando has got to be exposed. You've got to investigate this. I very rarely take my time. I want a moment to say this. You've got to investigate this threat. In Free Pacifica, we have a few victories that we can claim and use as the grist for our mill to keep going. And Spanish language programming is one of them. It's a victory for us. We need to see that grow. We need to nurture that. It's the beginning of something wonderful. And damn, if these people want to take that from us, we will not let them. Thank you.
I'm the last speaker. I'm Jack Van Aken. I'd like to thank every one of you for coming to Los Angeles, for contributing another chunk of your lives to Pacifica governance. The commitment you're making really is appreciated. I think you're doing an admirable job under very difficult circumstances. And I'd also like to thank everyone who came out, the listeners, staff members, programmers. This is, sometimes it seems like we're pouring a lot of time down the drain, but I really think that, you know, it's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. So thank you very much.
No, you're out of order, and please.
Yeah, my name's John Wenger. I'm a KPFK listener sponsor. I work three or four days a fund drive in the phone room. I'm a member of the KPFK Finance Committee, and many of you have seen me here at lots of board meetings. I'm also a member of the Green Party, and I want to respond. I didn't hear any other remarks about me, and there may have been others. But with regard to what Tracy Larkins just said, essentially the issue there is internal Green politics. It's a power struggle. I believe she's been duped by a bad person, and anyhow, it's an internal struggle, and we voted to recall her yesterday. And as a consequence of that, she's going around telling everybody that I'm COINTELPRO. Well, if I'm COINTELPRO.
The reason I was allowing it was that she had named him and I wasn't able to stop it. But John, hold on, excuse me. What do you want me to do? Ask him to point his finger at you instead? I don't want to use the time for public comment about Pacifica in a fight about something that's wholly outside. If you could restrict your comments to Pacifica, we'd appreciate it. I can't make you do that, but I will ask you not to by name attack another person.
Okay. this person is going around telling me everybody that I'm COINTELPRO, and I would just point out that if I'm COINTELPRO, I'm the laziest COINTELPRO person in the world, because all I do is work 3 to 4 to 5 days a fund drive in the phone room, and I'm on the finance committee, and I attend board meetings. So if I'm COINTELPRO, I'm the laziest one in the world. I'll let you make up your own decisions about that. There you go.
Ma'am, you came in during the public comment. I don't know if you knew that. Did you want to speak in public comment? We had a sign-up sheet, yes.
Sure.
You'd like to speak in public comment? Well, okay. Go ahead. She didn't know that the sign-up was required, was
yes.
My point.
Thank you. Well, hi.
And we have you have 2 minutes. And
I have just 2 minutes?
We'll let you know in 30 seconds.
My name is Gaylord Rasong Blackhawk, and I'm here from Hawaii, and I've been living there. My father's Hawaii, well, from there. My mother's from North Carolina. But I've been away, retired, and I'm back here to box Muhammad Ali's daughter, Layla Ali. They think I'm the one to beat her. And they featured me in a major magazine, and there's a website, and I used to wrestle for the WWF, and all this stuff is, you know, blah, 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 blah. But the thing is I'm now working at a radio station and learning NRA. It's on Hobart and Sunset Boulevard. And I just discovered your radio station, and it seems like you're the sister of PBS, or you're catching up with them, or I don't know. I just want to be a part of it. I just found a job that I've never had a straight job. I've just been a musician and an athlete, and now I find something I really want to do, and that's why I'm here. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Right on. Well, welcome back. We've been wondering where you were. Okay, so thank you. That's a wonderful note. We really appreciate it and do thank all of you for coming out, whatever your positions are, and for caring enough to be here.